So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, an hour on the clock. Here we go. A lot of stuff coming. Voice of the Hoosiers, Don Fisher at 11:15. Chaim Bloom at 11:30. Bernie Miklas, 11:45. Big week for the Cardinals as the winter warm-up is approaching. We'll talk to Chaim about the latest additions. I don't know if he can talk about Ryan Stanek. It hasn't been officially announced yet. So, you know, just don't be prepared for that, actually. If he says he can't comment on it, we'll just ask him in general about his direction. Still haven't inked or traded for a position player to help the big league club that I'm aware of. But we'll see if there's anything brewing from Chaim Bloom. We'll talk to Bernie about it at 11:45. And I can't wait to catch up with Don. He is elite when it comes to calling sports, voice of Indiana University football and basketball. And he did both in a 24-hour period. He did the game down in Atlanta, and then he flew back to Bloomington and did the game yesterday, basketball game at home against Nebraska. He is something else. At the age of 75, he just keeps on moving. It is unbelievable. Right now, talk about unbelievable. What a day we had in the NFL playoffs. Let's roll the music and do some picks for the playoffs. There are a lot of things to discuss right now when it comes to this amazing sport of football. And I love college football, as you know. And I can't wait to be a Raiders fan when Fernando Mendoza gets picked number one so I can re-enter the NFL playoff craziness. I do miss it. I miss, and it's been a long time. I don't know if people realize, but the Rams ownership ripped the team out of here and went to LA unjustly and horribly. And all the while, even when they were here, they tanked the team on purpose, so that these great sports fans of St. Louis who came out and spent their money, hard-earned money, on tailgate supplies and gas and tickets and $15 beers got to watch a horrendous football team not even sniff the playoffs. So it's been a long time. But what we see here, it can be very entertaining and gripping. And last night, a wonderful win for the Chicago Bears, which we played you some highlights earlier in the show. If you didn't catch it, you can rewind to the beginning of the program. Caleb Williams and the Bears come back, beat the Packers 31-27 in a great game at Soldier Field. Before that, the aforementioned Los Angeles Rams got the win at Carolina 34-31. Had to do it in comeback fashion, surprisingly, but they got it done. Let's talk about the four games today, and we'll start things off with today's game. Scott Jagow's Buffalo Bills are on the road to start the playoffs. They have to take on Jacksonville. Buffalo's a little banged up. Jacksonville's been hot, 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 hot. They have been on fire. They have not lost a game since November 9th when they fell at Houston. That's right. They have won 8 in a row. Just an unbelievable a wagon, as they like to say. That's what the kids say these days. Buffalo's going to beat them. Okay, you ready? The Buffalo Bills will show up today. They're 1.5-point dogs. Take them. Bills plus 1.5. Josh Allen and the Bills are not going to miss this opportunity to make a run. I don't know if they're going to do it. I'm picking them to do it, to win the Super Bowl. Don't know. I can't look into the crystal ball for you, but I think this is their opportunity. They have the best quarterback. They have the most experienced team. And they have a team that doesn't have to contend with Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. They're all out of it. This is the alley now. This is the opportunity to get it done. Bills plus 1.5 today at Jacksonville. 3:30 kickoff, San Francisco at Philadelphia. It's hard to pick against the Eagles. They are so good at home this time of year. They make games ugly. They just find a way to do it. I talked earlier in the 10 o'clock hour about Bob Weir, and I know that the 49ers were his love, and there will be a lot of sentiment there from the fan base and everybody else to win one for Bobby. I think they can stay in this game. I just don't know. I don't even know if they can cover the spread. I just see the Eagles kind of grinding this out and finding a way to win this, and I'm going to take the Eagles -6. Just a gut pick here. And then tonight, look, it's anybody's guess what type of Patriots team will come out tonight in a playoff atmosphere, because this group hasn't done that. I mean, Mike Vrabel is an excellent coach, but it's a different group. I still think the Patriots, even though I hate the half point here, will cover. I'm going to go Patriots -3.5 at home against the Chargers. And then tomorrow's game, the night game, you got the Texans at Pittsburgh. Houston is a 3-point favorite at the Steelers. And everybody loves to watch Aaron Rodgers, I guess. Well, not everybody. But he's got a great history through the years. I just don't know, man. He doesn't look like half the time he's even close to what he used to be. And this Houston defense, I'm surprised they're only a 3-point favorite. Maybe just because it's in Pittsburgh. I got Texans covering this -3 on the road at Pittsburgh. The Texans are a much better team than the Steelers are. I mean, good for the Steelers if they pull that off tomorrow. And I know it's a playoff game and the crowd and blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is the NFL. I mean, these are professionals. They shouldn't be affected by that. Texans should get the job done and move on. Houston -3 tomorrow at Pittsburgh. Those are your picks, folks. Hope you enjoy. When we come back, we're going to talk some college football with Don Fisher, the voice of the Indiana Hoosiers, next on KMOX.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Here is Dante Moore, ready to take the snap. Drops back, throws the football.
Yes, there we go! Intercepted!
Wow, what a great call that is. What a great crowd that is. Listen to that noise at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, where Indiana beat Oregon 56-22 to advance to the national championship game on the 19th. And the man calling that game on Indiana University Radio Network is Don Fisher, the longtime voice of the Hoosiers, joins us once again on KMOX. Don, how are you?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
I am doing great. Boy, I'll tell you what, when I got in the car yesterday and ran some errands and I heard you calling the basketball game against Nebraska, I'm like, look at him making the trip back to Bloomington. He's back in Assembly Hall in his seat and calling some basketball. That is so impressive. I know it's what you do, Don, but you sounded great.
Well, I appreciate it. We've had a phenomenal run here, and we've never had, at Indiana University, we've never had the football season get past December, so it's pretty special to be a part of that. And of course, I've got basketball duties as well, and I take great pleasure in being able to do both at this time of my life. So it's a lot of fun, to say the least.
It is fun indeed, and you have a great time on the football broadcast. I love hearing the two of you together. Buck is just a joy to listen to, and I go back to when the team wasn't good. I mean, just hearing him groan and complain and be upset, that was good listening to me because I was feeling that way. I mean, just to put it in perspective, Don, for people who don't understand, how long a grind this has been for people like you, for Buck, for all of us who have followed this football team.
Yeah, it really has been. And, you know, this is my 53rd year doing IU football and basketball games. I started in 1973 when Lee Corso was the first head coach I worked for. It was his first season as well. And he had two winning seasons in those 10 years he was at IU. And then, of course, Sam Weitz was there for a year. And then Bill Mallory came in, and for 13 seasons, we actually had some pretty solid football. I mean, Bill was a terrific coach and old school as they get, and everybody enjoyed him. He had great respect of his players, and the fan base loved him as well. But then, of course, he kind of went afoul there at the end. He had a couple of losing seasons back-to-back, and our fan base was grumbling because we weren't going to a bigger bowl game in some of those years. And so the history of it, of course, is pretty negative, but the worst negativity came after Bill was let go. And since 1994, Indiana had three winning football seasons until last year. Three. And one of those, well, one of them was the 8-4 season leading up to the COVID year. And of course, in COVID, they went 6-2 that season, and there were no fans, of course, and it was the most dull and boring scenario you could imagine for a 6-win season. But at the same time, we just haven't had any success like this. And what Kurt Cignetti has done in Indiana, and I called it a renaissance without question, but what he's done here is just spectacular.
It really is. And I go back to having graduated in 97, so I was there for the final years of Mallory. I was in the room when it was announced that he was going to be out at the end of the year, and the tears in his eyes and his players' eyes. I was not in the room, although I watched the press conference when Terry Heppner placed the bowl on the podium with a rose inside it and said, "This is the goal." And I think about him during times like this, too, the loss of Terry Heppner, because there was a little magic at that time that perhaps something could happen with this football program.
Yeah, and the saddest part of that is that Terry Heppner, who was an Indiana guy, he was from Woodburn, Indiana, up around Fort Wayne, and he was he's one of my favorite all-time people, not just coaches, but just as a person, just a wonderful man. And he had that Pied Piper in him to get players, to get them to come to IU, to talk to them and mesmerize them with how his philosophy was going to work. And I was convinced he was going to be the guy. And then, of course, he was diagnosed after his first season with brain cancer. The next year, he actually had two games he missed because of the illness. And then, of course, after the season was over with, he was in bad shape. Everybody knew that he was not going to make it. He had glioblastoma, which is basically a death sentence when you get that kind of brain cancer. And he passed away in June of the next year. And obviously Bill Lynch took over. And that first season that Bill Lynch was there, that's one of those winning seasons that Indiana had, because they went 7-5 that year. They beat their arch rival Purdue Boilermakers on a last second field goal. It was the last 20 seconds or so of the ball game in which Austin Starr kicked a field goal. And Indiana went to a bowl game. They went to the Insight Bowl and of course got beat down there. But nevertheless, it was a winning season. And that's the last one we had until Kurt Cignetti. Well, I shouldn't say that, because obviously the 2 years under Tom Allen, too. But again, three seasons of winning football from 94 on, that tells you really basically all you need to know.
Yeah, the Austin Starr kick is one of your all-time great calls. And I think it was because of the emotion that was being let out time, you know, knowing that maybe this is it, that they can do this. And you mentioned Bill and Kevin and Tom and everybody who tried to carry the torch, and now Kurt Cignetti. And describe what it was like, Don. We just played the call, but from your perspective, to be there in the building on Friday when D'Angelo Pons jumped the route, picked it off, and ran it in for a touchdown.
Well, as you heard, I went nuts. So did Buck. I mean, it was such an unbelievable play to start a ball game against a team like that, because Oregon's a really good football team. And anybody that doesn't believe that really doesn't know what they're talking about, because this is one of the better teams and one of the better programs in the country right now. But the fact of the matter is, to start it that way, and basically, it didn't deflate Oregon, because they came right back down and scored in their first drive of the ball game and tied it up. But you just knew what Indiana was doing in this contest was going to win it over at the end. And, of course, it ended a lot sooner probably than the Oregon fans would have liked, because they were not really in the ballgame in the second half.
How does Miami beat Indiana? And if we look at these two teams right now, we're going to really dig in. I know Cignetti's been digging in for the last 48 hours sure. plus. But what does Miami do well, and what should Indiana be concerned about?
Well, I think their defense is really good, and I think it's really physical. They are a very physical football team. And the one thing that struck me in watching them against Ole Miss, I was surprised at how many mistakes they made and still were able to win. The number of passes that were dropped or that should have been intercepted by their defense and those kinds of things. But the thing that does concern me about them is they are a really physical defense, and they're going to try and get to our quarterback. And Fernando is, of course, a guy that has run really effectively this year, even though he was running for his life all last season. He was sacked like 40-some times when he was at California. But he knows what he's doing out there. Always your concern is, and I'm not bragging here, Tom, in any way, shape, or form, but I don't believe Indiana's going to get beaten this game. I just don't. I have the same feeling I had when Bob Knight was the head of basketball coach in Indiana in 29 seasons. Every time I did a ball game for Indiana in that time period under Knight, I thought Indiana could win and would win. But I feel exactly the same way about Kurt Cignetti. I just think the guy is so good, so smart, and is obviously so committed to what he does and his process and how he goes about coaching and running the program and all those little things that people don't know about behind the scenes. This guy is just remarkable. And I know Miami's good. I think they're a good football program. Obviously, Cristobal has done a great job with the program and gotten it back to where people want that program to be, the U, as we all say, with the quotation marks on either side of the U. But I just don't believe that Indiana has any real weaknesses. I think they're a football team that is built on their strategy. The things that they do defensively just awes me, because I think Brian Haynes is the best defensive coordinator in the country based on how he gets his defenses up and ready to play and the things that he does to disrupt quarterbacks and those kinds of things. So, as much as I want to say I think Miami's got a really great football team, and I'm sure they do, I just don't think they can beat us. I just don't.
Indiana has Cignetti. I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, then final thing here, if you could take us behind the scenes a bit, because I think that people look at Cignetti on the sideline and they see his preparation and his game management and think he is a human analytics machine. I mean, he just has this incredible brain, but I suspect there's another side of him, because Don, you can't just recruit great players. You have to recruit players that fit what you want to do. And I sense that he has a great eye for the human element of the game as well. What is he like as a people person, people skills?
Oh, he's great. I mean, he's consumed with football. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And anybody that's met him would tell you first thing that he is consumed with football. But he is a guy that understands what he needs to do. He's a social guy. When you're around him, he greets people. He's not afraid to sign autographs. He does the things that he's expected to do, of course. And then he gets right back to football again. In my interviews with him over the 2 years he's been here, I find him to be very personable and very honest. One of those guys that doesn't mince words. He tells it just exactly how he sees it. And that's one of the reasons I think fans have fallen in love with the guy, because when he goes out there and tells you that he thinks his football team is going to win a ball game, he's dead on. And he hasn't said anything in the 2 years I've been here that he hasn't backed up with the actions and with the ability to rein his team into the point where they are ready to play every time out and they are ready to win every ball game that they play. That's the thing about him. And again, like I said, he's consumed by football, Tom. I'll just tell you that right now. But he is not above the social aspect of it either.
Can't wait to get down there. I look forward to catching up with you. I'll drop in and try to see you while all the chaos is going on. It's the Hoosiers and the Hurricanes down in Miami. And thanks so much. It's great to hear you on KMOX again.
Well, thanks for having me, Tom. I really appreciate it.
Great to visit with the voice of the Hoosiers, Don Fischer, on KMOX. When we come back, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations Chaim Bloom will be with us. You're listening to the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. It's 11:30 on the dot. And welcome in Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Chaim. How are things?
Doing all right. How are you?
Doing great. It's great to visit with you. As the Cardinals get closer to winter warm-up, it'll be your first as President of Baseball Operations. The fans are going to be back in town, players, alumni, front office, manager Ollie Marmol, etc. What are your impressions so far of what that all means and what that'll look like?
You know what? I'm really excited for it. It's actually something I haven't gotten to experience, even having been in the organization a couple of years, and heard so many good things about just everything it offers. Obviously, excited to see a lot of our staff and a lot of our players start getting some excitement built for spring training. You know, during the off season, we communicate with those guys all the time, but they're not with us every day. So to have a lot of them under one roof will be exciting. And especially just to interact with our fans. I've gotten to do that increasingly over the past couple of years, just being in the community. But obviously this is going to bring a lot of people together in one place, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
I know that they have all kinds of opinions and thoughts. They're good fans. I mean, they know the sport as well as any fan of any sport, I would say. Cardinals fans go back generations. Just in general, what do they say to you when you visit with fans? What are people asking you, wanting to know, and what do they think about the club?
Yeah, really good question. It varies person to person, obviously. And, you know, I've come to learn over time, people will say different things to your face than they might say behind a keyboard, so to speak. You know, you leave it up to you as to speculate which is more true to life. You know, in general, I think the big thing is exactly what you said. This is a fan base that is absolutely locked in on this team. You know, I've talked about this before. Obviously, it's no secret. We haven't had the attendance recently that we've had prior. We really just need to earn our fans back. And that's something that, you know, I hope we will be able to do as we work to deliver those results that we and everybody all want in the coming years. But loving this team, caring about this team, there's not an on-off switch for that. It's not optional. It's something that, you know, when you're a fan, you're a fan for life. And I just want to respect and honor that by being as upfront as I can. The thing that I've noticed is when you have a fan base that is this devoted to the team, they're paying very close attention. They just want to know what's going on. They want candor. They want honesty. And I've done my best and will continue to do my best to provide that.
Well, I appreciate that. And I know the fans do. They appreciate this segment. You've been very transparent with us. I know that there are rules, and you probably, I'm going to guess, can't talk about the various reports, many widely reported, that you've landed Ryan Stanek, the hard-throwing right-hander. Is that the case? I haven't heard any official announcement that you can't comment?
Yeah, you are right. I can't address that report specifically, but we've said all winter that having experience in that bullpen is really important, not just because of what players with that experience can bring to you on the field, but also because of the example, the leadership, the mentorship they can provide to a young group. We've seen that the last couple of years. We've been fortunate to have some great veterans in there. It's something that I've seen not just here, but really everywhere I've been, that usually even when you have a young group out there, a good pens come together better when you have someone who's been there, done that, can lighten the load, can show people how to handle those ups and downs as they're learning to do that. You know, it's something that I think is an important aspect of a lot of really good bullpens. So we've definitely been on the lookout this winter to try to bring that in.
And Justin Brule is one of those, somebody who grew up in the Dodgers organization. That lefty is exactly what you're talking about, isn't it, Haim? Getting right into your bullpen with some experience.
Yeah, and we saw a chance here to snag someone and bring someone onto our 40-man roster that we think is a chance to help us from the left side, as a chance to compete for a role. And we do like a lot of the talent we have with our young relievers, but we're a lot more right-handed, just generally speaking. So adding left-handed depth is really helpful. Justin's been a few different places in his career, and we do think he has a chance to really help us, and excited to have him come in the spring and compete for a job.
You also announced that you made agreements whole with a number of players on one-year deals to avoid arbitration. Alec Burleson, Brendan Donovan, Nolan Gorman, Matthew Liberatore, Lars Nootbaar, Andre Pallante, Jojo Romero, all have been in agreement now with the Cardinals. I would imagine this is twofold. Arbitration's not fun, not a fun process to have to go through. Two, you wanted to have everything in place as you continue to look around here in this offseason for help.
Yes, it's always ideal to get to settlements. You're exactly right. Arbitration is not a lot of fun, at least in my view, for a few reasons, not least of which is I never like any process that puts us really sitting across the table from our players. We like to think that most of the time our goals are aligned. We're trying to help them be as good as they can be. But this is a process where just, you know, by its nature, obviously, when you're determining salaries, sometimes it puts you in opposition to them. And, you know, you have to represent, you know, it's really kind of it's a unique process. It's a little bit of a convoluted process with some weird aspects to it that determine where people slot in that salary structure. Sometimes you just don't see the world the same way, and that's when you have to go to a hearing and have a third party decide it. But you'd always like to find common ground. And my view of it is we never want to do something that we don't think can be justified within the system. And if you have to go to a hearing, you're just not seeing the world the same way, then you do it. But if there's something you could squint at and say that it looks fair and the other party's doing the same, maybe everybody gets a little uncomfortable. But if you can come to a settlement where everybody feels like it's fair enough, then it's much better to go for that and then get back on the same side of the table with our players and work towards trying to help them get as good as they can be and so they can help us win.
I heard from some fans that are ready for you to bring in a position player. They're getting a little antsy on that. Matt, some of that might have to do with the fact that a report came out about Alex Bregman and the Cubs. But anyway, where are you on position players when you look around and see what you might be able to add? Is the market good there? Is it favorable for you at the moment?
Yeah, we're not super close on anything there, but we've been active in discussions, and obviously there's some balls in the air with our own guys as well, just trying to see how that all settles. I do think when it's all said and done, we will have added to the position player side of the group. You know, I've obviously talked about that. You and I have talked about that in past weeks. We just haven't done it yet, but it's definitely something that we're looking at, working on, and working to do, whether, you know, that comes through free agency, through trade, I don't know. We certainly do like a lot of our position players here. Coming into the winter, felt that the pitching side of it was what needed more beefing up. But we do, you know, especially having moved from our position player group to this point, we do want to add to it as well. And I do expect we'll do that, you know, by the time we get hopefully to Jupiter and certainly to opening day.
Jupiter is fast approaching. How does that all work for you in terms of minor leagues? Do you have everything settled in terms of your minor league coordinators, leadership? Are you still adding to your development? I guess that you're always sort of adding, but are you happy with how everything is in place in terms of a coaching standpoint? It certainly seemed like you wanted to add as much as possible throughout the minor league organization.
Yeah, very much so. And we are so fortunate to have the support of ownership as we continue to build out this organization. It's not something we take for granted, knowing obviously a lot of the challenges that the organization is facing, that they'd be willing to invest in that because they know it's our lifeblood. So we obviously started that process last year. We were able to continue it this year. You know, never say never, but we did really roll out a staff that we feel is a complete staff, that this is our minor league player development and performance crew for 2026, and really excited about it. Much like last year, you know, I think we're going to have a really good mix of people who have been here, returning Cardinals, whether they're in the same spot or whether they're taking on new challenges, and also some great newcomers to the organization in different spots, whether it's on our affiliate staff, whether it's in our coordinator and leadership group. Really exciting. You know, so much of the goal here since we started this project has been to take the perspectives and the experiences of people from different places, whether they are lifelong Cardinals or whether they're new to the organization, combine all those things to try to push us somewhere that's better than where any one individual has been before. That's just what the game demands. That's what we have to do because it's so competitive to try to get the most out of our players. We were really happy with some of the strides we made in 2025, but we know there's so much more work left to do, and we're excited for this staff to take us forward and hope to get to new heights in 2026.
And from a major league staff standpoint, how does that look as you head into 2026? And what have your offseason conversations with Ollie Marmol been like? I noted that the two of you were pretty much on the same page last season before you officially took over as president of baseball operations.
Yeah, and that relationship is so important, as you know, and it was really cool to be able to start building that, just to get to know each other, you know, see that there was a lot of alignment, and we've continued to build that as we've gone through the offseason. We've really had conversations with the whole staff about how we can get better just in executing on our plans to help our players, how we can take some of the lessons that we learned and some of the things that we were able to implement at the minor league level, figure out how to apply some of those lessons at the major league level, because player development is not something that can stop at the big leagues. You know, sometimes you talk about player development and it's kind of a shorthand for your farm system. And, you know, that there's good reasons for that, obviously. But if we view this as something where when our players get to the big leagues, they're done developing, then we're just going to get beat. We know we have to continue to help them improve. The industry is showing us that. I don't know that there's been a time in the history of this game when teams have been this ambitious and this dedicated to continuing to improve our players. It's not just the X's and O's and where you make, you know, which moves in game. It's also trying to structure each day so that players can get better, so that you can work towards goals that you agree on with the player and help them continue to improve. That's especially important with a young team, but it can really happen at any point in a player's development. And so we're really excited to do that. The staff's been great with being very open and participating a lot and figuring out how we can set things up behind the scenes to help us do that. And I'm excited as we continue to work on that.
Well, it's interesting you say that. You kind of read my mind there, because I often say what they want to do here is get this to a point where players can plug right into the big leagues and help this team win championships. They've got to stop getting to the point where they're still working on a player's fundamentals at the major league level. What you're saying is, yes, but we have to develop players on the go. I mean, even somebody like a Paul Goldschmidt, if he got into a rut, had to have people he could lean on to get himself out of that. I mean, even at his level, an MVP like Goldie.
Yeah, it's not either or. It really has to be both. Obviously, we want to do everything we can as an organization to make sure that when players are called upon to help us in the big leagues, when they are brought up, that they're ready to compete at this level, at the toughest level of baseball in the world. And so that obviously is our responsibility as an organization, to do everything we can to make that happen and develop and produce as many well-rounded players as we can. But then when they get here, that journey has to continue. You obviously want players who are motivated to do that. The number one most important person in a player's development is the player himself. There's no question about that. But we have a role to play in that too. And players are always growing and changing. I mean, a great example this year, I think, you know, a real 2025 success story, I guess now I should say last year, you saw what Burley did. This is a guy who's already good enough to play in the big leagues. Nobody was looking at this guy and saying he doesn't belong here or, you know, he's not ready to be here. He's a good big league player. He took a real focus on honing in his strike zone and knowing that, you know, swinging at more at the pitches he can damage and less at the pitches that he can't was something that could help him get to the next level as a player. He put together a really, you know, with our help and with our hitting team's help, put together a good practice plan to help work on that. And then he saw the results on field. It sounds very simple, but it's really easy at this level just to go through, you know, days, months, seasons without being as purposeful as you need to be to get to that point with a player. And we can't let that happen. That doesn't mean every time you come up with an idea that you're always going to get the types of results, the types of step forward that we saw from Burley this year. But you have a much better chance to get there if you do have that kind of purpose to how you plan and how you practice. And as an organization, we owe it not just to our players, but also to ourselves, to our fans, to do that at scale with everybody.
Appreciate it, Haim. Good answer there. And in terms of painting that picture with Burleson and the perspective that you're trying to achieve. Thank you very much for all of it. We will see you at the warm-up. I think you and I might be scheduled for a little chat on Saturday afternoon, it looks like. So I look forward to that right here on KMOX. We will visit with you soon.
Great. Likewise, I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait and hope to see everybody there.
See you over there. Haim Bloom, President of Baseball Operations of the Cardinals. Bernie Miklas is next on KMOX.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
And here is Bernie Miklas in our final segment. We get to visit with our dear friend, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. What's up, Bernie?
Well, just, you know, congratulations to you and every other Indiana fan out there. And actually, congratulations to the whole Midwest. I think the Hoosiers kind of represent everybody a little bit, especially against Miami, right?
Yeah, that's right. Kevin Wheeler doesn't want to hear that, but I just had somebody, David Brandon, said, enough with the IU. I'm happy for you, but geez, I looked at his profile. Oh. He's a Mizzou fan. That's fine. I understand that, but like, I didn't even talk about him except one segment with the Jack Buck of Indiana sports, Don Fisher. So sorry about that.
Great. You know. Well, you know, I also think the other thing, you know, aside from Indiana or whatever teams I like or whatever, the college football national championship is huge. And whether Tom Ackerman went to Indiana or he went to Purdue or he went to New Mexico or he went to Stanford, the Indiana Hoosiers are a remarkable, remarkable generational story. There hadn't been a bigger college football story than this, in an incredibly long time, because Indiana defines the whole new era of what college football is. And so the idea that perhaps we shouldn't talk about it as much, I think it's kind of silly. But hey, more power to everybody who has an opinion. That's fine.
I know, but it's fun anyway. I like stirring things up. We do have a story here that is brewing that they could end up being one of the all-time greats. And the other thing about them is they're fun to watch. You know, they're one of those, even when they're in a blowout, you still want to watch it because it's a great brand of football. I think that one of those teams in the NFL is the Chicago Bears. That's starting to catch some fire here. People are enjoying watching them rally. They are the comeback kids, and here they are again. They beat the Packers. They are in the divisional round, and my Bears friends are going absolutely nuts. I mean, they still can't believe that thing was pulled out last night.
They should. I mean, they're very entertaining. And, you know, this combination of a head coach and a quarterback, you know, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, is something that could, at least on the offensive side, dominate the NFL or be one of the dominant quarterback combinations of our times, because Caleb Williams needed Ben Johnson. Caleb Williams is a really gifted guy. He's also a guy that wants to be great. I mean, he's not a knucklehead. And listen, sometimes, as you know, highly regarded rookies drafted number one overall quarterbacks, the first years can be awkward. Yeah, they're still trying to figure things out. There might be a little bit of a knucklehead moment here or there, but Caleb Williams is, you know, the bottom line is he wants to be great. He wants to be a leader. He wants to be considered, when he hangs him up, like one of the best quarterbacks of his generation. And then you have Ben Johnson. I remember Mike Martz telling me in 2023, he said, like, oh, this guy is Mike Martz used to just watch those Detroit Lions tapes because he was fascinated about how great Ben Johnson was. He said, this guy's very, very special. He's the best play caller in the NFL, and he's just getting started in that job. And there's no one more creative than him. So you take Ben Johnson, who is extraordinary in terms of offense, plus in coaching quarterbacks, and he's exactly what Caleb Williams needed. And Williams in his second year made light years progress. And if you're a Bears fan, what you got to love about him, like last night, you know how you can tell a quarterback is primed for greatness, who has what it takes to be great? Caleb Williams, frankly, was awful for two and a half, maybe three quarters. I mean, he just wasn't very good. Well, what do the great ones do? They shake it off. They're like, hey, man, we still have a quarter to go. We still have, you know, a quarter, maybe and a half to go. Now, this thing's not over with, and he shakes off all the negativity and everything that happened before, and then he is at his absolute best. with his team about to go over the cliff. You know, if you're a Bears fan, you know, he's had seven comebacks this year. Seven, like with two, with where they take the lead with less than 2 minutes left. I mean, for a second year quarterback, are you kidding me? So they're going to have to build a defense, but you look at those wide receivers, you look at how they run the ball. I mean, they got the makings of a very special team, provided that they get more help on their defense.
Bernie Miklas is with us, just got off the phone with Chaim Bloom. Couldn't talk about Ryan Stanek because it hasn't been officially announced. Sure. Understand that, but he is fortifying the bullpen. I guess, let me ask you what I asked him. Where are the position players and where are they there? Are you looking for them to make a move there, or are you willing to be patient as yeah. It sounds like he is?
Hey, I just assume he'll bring in someone, but I have no no handle on like who that might be, whether it be a free agent, is somebody that is part of a trade that he makes. I just don't know. I don't have a feel for it. But to the fans, and I understand the fans. In fact, I'm on their side on this one. I don't expect Chaim Bloom to fix everything in one winter. But I look at that outfield, and frankly, you know, the idea that maybe they'll return with the same outfield cast intact, at least until Josh Baez gets up here. When will that be? I don't know, second half of next season possibly. I mean, this outfield is a great, great, great source of concern because offensively, frankly, it is terrible. I mean, in every stat that there is where you measure the Cardinals' offense from the outfield compared to the other major league outfields, it's down near the bottom. I mean, it's pretty feeble. You know, yeah, Lars Nootbaar, if he's still here, he's capable of having a better season. Jordan Walker, at some point, is going to have a better season. Victor Scott, I think, listen, we all love what he can do well, but, you know, it's the second half of last season, his offense just, you know, basically disintegrated. And, you know, for the Cardinals to become a competitive team, and I don't expect everything to be fixed this winter, but over the next year or so, when they're doing their planning for 2027, and even though Baez will be part of that mix, they're going to have to address the outfield. They just need more juice in that outfield.
And you know as well as I do that when the Cubs make massive moves like they just did in the last few days for Edward Cabrera and Alex Bregman, that irritates Cardinals fans too. Not that the Cardinals were going to compete with them this year,
right?
But it's not any less irritating.
Well, yeah, I get that too. I'm able to just sort of put it a different part of my brain. And what I mean by that is like, well, what the Cubs are doing in terms of trying to win right now and try to, you know, win 2027, where they're going to open up a window where they're going to go for it, it doesn't really apply to anything the Cardinals are doing. I mean, the Cardinals, even if they spent some money this winter, perhaps were more aggressive about getting established major league help, they weren't going to outdo the Cubs this winter. The Cubs are on they're absolutely determined to go for it, and they're finally spending some money. But the other way I look at it too, and I know Cardinals fans don't want to hear this, and by the way, Cardinals fans can think whatever they want. I'm not telling them how they should feel. But I also look at the Cubs, and you know they're going for it now, and you know they have Bregman who. Is 32 years old. Their shortstop, Swanson's 32 years old, which when the time left on their contracts, both of those guys will be, as these years go by, you know, Bregman will be 37 in the final year of his contract. Swanson will be 37. They've got age on that team. And in some cases, by the time the Cardinals are really, really ready to win again, you know, the Cubs may be having a problem with some aging veterans who are on the downside. The thing I think the Cubs did best of all is, you know, get Cabrera because he's a controllable starting pitcher. He's got 3 years left. He's got to be healthy and he's got to fix his fastball. Their rotation should be good. And I think they were smart because they upgraded their bullpen. They brought in four relievers. And actually, it's five if you count one other guy who probably can make their team. So, yeah, I mean, the Ricketts family finally said, okay, yeah, let's quit acting like a mid-market team. Let's actually try to win something, you know, because the Cubs can outspend anybody if they wanted to.
I've always felt that way, too, you know, as a big market team in the division and the only one. They absolutely could own that thing if they wanted to. The goal here is to get the Cardinals back to being National League Central royalty and National League royalty. We'll see how long that takes, but it is a process. Bernie, it is a pleasure, as always, to be with you. We will be watching you on YouTube. We will be reading your columns, and we will be having you alongside here on KMOX. Cannot wait for a fun 2026.
My pleasure, my friend. Always great being with you.
Good to be with Bernie Miklas on KMOX Sports on a Sunday morning. Bernie's reports are sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, SaligaHeatingandCooling.com, and you got to follow him on YouTube. It's a must. Always good to be with him. He'll be on the Gas House Gang on Tuesday. Chris Ronji will be with me. Well, Ronji's going to be riled up tomorrow for the noon show as a Bears fan. Thanks to producer Drew Young. I'm Tom Ackerman. This has been Sports on a Sunday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.